Good morning. It's 8:25 a.m. on, it's Friday, January the 22nd, 2021. Yeah, it's cold. It's 20 degrees. This is more like it. This is walking in wintertime. This is cool. And this is cold, but it's also cool. Hi, how are you? Good morning. Nose is running. Get used to it. Yeah, I'm up. I'm out. I'm moving. I'm early because I got stuff I got to do this morning. I had a 9 o'clock appointment. And if I wait till after that, I probably won't walk. Because it's going to take a couple hours. By the time I get out, it's going to be lunchtime. But I have to go to the grocery store. So, yeah, basically, if I wait till later in the day, it's not going to happen. So, I got my shit together this morning. Pardon my friend. And I said, okay, you're going to go to work. Get an alarm at 8 o'clock. You got a checklist of things you got to do. Do them. And, by the way, add walking to it. So, we'll see. See if I can do this at 8 o'clock every day. And I'm hiking hard this morning, trying to get back before 8:50. I've got an alarm set for 8:50. I should be back by 8:45, but I'm hiking. Good morning. Another familiar face, bundled up. So, I'm going to talk about Factorio a little bit because something has occurred to me. There's something that's happening in my brain that's related to Factorio and writing. And that's that there's a win state. I think I've talked about this before. You can win the game in Factorio as soon as you launch your first rocket. But the heavy building, the heavy lifting, the massive expansion, the organization all happens. Well, not all, but happens a lot afterwards. So after you've won the game, then you can start actually playing. You can actually start building. I gotta put this in my pocket. Hope it'll still work. Because I gotta blow my nose. Anyway, and that organization is sort of like, okay, what are the friction points? What do I need to do next? Well, I'm running out of fuel for my rockets. So I need a new oil patch. And then you get the new oil patch and realize that there's a problem with waste products clogging up the production line. So how do you deal with the production line clogs? And then you realize that to do that, you need more materials. So you start looking for more materials. And one thing leads to another. But the organization part, telling myself stories about what's happening in the game. has really had a significant revving up, juicing up my desire to get in and get the writing done, get some more writing done. I haven't done very good this month. I haven't done very well this month. I'm not sure if I've done any good this month either, but I haven't done very well this month in terms of writing. But I am feeling slightly more optimistic. And then that segues into, as some of you saw in my Facebook, Golden Age Solar Clipper Group, that I'm participating in a design contest for ConvertKit for the landing page. And they've been pushing landing pages, pushing landing pages, pushing landing pages. Oh, you had to have a landing page. Yes, you can use a widget, but a landing page is so much more effective. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Top prize is $10,000 and a year's free convert kit, which is cool. I don't think I'm going to win that because, to be honest, I haven't been terribly creative with my landing page. And I violated several of their rules. In that I didn't put a sign up here to get a free story, because that's not why I want people to sign up. I've talked to the group. I gotta push my hood back. Yes, my ears were freezing. I put the Tyvek hood other. Yeah, Tyvek. I don't know. I put the thermal hood up over the hoodie. Just warm my ears up. I have to put it back now. So, my take on email lists is that the longest list is not the strongest list. The strongest list is the one where you have people who are looking forward to getting your email. They're looking forward to the next release notice. They're looking forward to participating in the community at least a little bit. The Facebook people are the most dedicated to participation. And the lists of people are the people who are anxious to make sure they get notified when the next book is released. And the monthly newsletter is actually just a mechanic. It's an operationalization of the email list mechanic to help keep my emails from being moved from inbox to promotion, or God help me, spam, so that those connections, my connection with each reader, remains strong. And having 10,000 people who kind of sort of maybe like your work occasionally, it's not the same as having 1,000 people who like your work all the time. Now, there's an argument for, well, yes, but with 10,000 people, quantity is a quality all its own. And yeah, sometimes we're going to get some people. And the question is, how many people? Right now, when I send out an email, about 75%, 3/4 of people open the email, and 35% will click any link, click at least one link that I include. And since I always include a book, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I always include at least one book, sometimes two. There's always something for them to click on. I haven't been asking a silly question every month anymore. I got kind of sandbagged. And what I need to do is get back into that habit, but I need to come up with a list of about 20 silly questions that I can just plug in every month. So I attended on their online seminar on 20 ways to grow your list. And clearly ConvertKit is marketing itself, in spite of the fact that this is, you know, part of a creator's writing group within the umbrella. ConvertKit is really geared to digital service and business to business. So, you know, coaches to help you grow your business. There's time management experts who want you to attend their seminars and buy their books, their nonfiction. So there's a big component of people who are trying to participate in a really, really, really tiny market. And so, yeah, it's hard slogging for them. It's slow going. Because while the nonfiction market is very large, the how-to self-help book market is very large, that's still smaller than fiction. I'm pretty sure. Now, the nonfiction market is large, and because it's large in some part, because all nonfiction gets lumped into the same category. So, reference books, all reference books are nonfiction. The self-help category, the how-to category, is very active. There's a lot of people who are trying to participate in it, including writers who are selling to writers, which is interesting, but there are more readers than writers, so while I'm sure there are a lot of writers who are anxious to find out how to do something better, our perpetual quest to improve ourselves, our ever-present lack of confidence in ourselves, in our work. Imposter syndrome makes that market an interesting one. But it's still small. So the problem with small niches is that success depends on market penetration. How much of the market do you have in order to achieve your goal? Now, maybe achieve your goal is making enough money to go out to dinner once a quarter. Or maybe your side hustle is one that you want to turn into a full-time job. So the goal is always important. I hear a couple of geese, but I don't see them. Here they come. I'm standing in the middle of the street. I better get up. But a lot of these people are really not. They're operating at a different level. They're operating at a level that is, I can't decide if it's because they're new which I suspect is the case for most of them, or that they really don't understand the size of the market. Someone made a comment about, oh yes, I put in a landing page and I talked about it on Facebook. And it was my best day ever. I had 200 sales, I had 20 sales and 2,000 page reads. And I'm thinking, okay. I suppose if that's all you've got is one book, and you get 20 sales in a day on that one book, that's okay, sure. 2,000 page reads in a single day, that's good. So I have to sort of step back from my, okay, 20 sales a day is pretty tough. If that's your best day, it's not a good number. 2,000 page reads is not a good number. But, you know, if you've only been at it 6 months, you've only got one book. If you're selling in a nonfiction marketplace, okay, sure, all right, yeah, I can see that. But the seminar, to circle back to that, the seminar is a smorgasbord. It's a complete laundry list of all of the ways that they could think of for an individual to promote signups in their email list, including some that are anathema to me. So mailing list swaps. No, we're not going to do a mailing list swap. To begin with, the people that I would do a mailing list swap already share my audience. And while it's possible that I could pick up a couple of people, the likelihood is that, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to be worth it. It's like, no, I'm not going to do a mailing list swap. That's icky. I have trouble with mailing list swaps. Because mailing list swaps are really looking for numbers. They're not looking for the quality of the signups. I understand why they're popular. There's all kinds of groups where they promote this activity of, okay, tell you what, you promote my list and I'll promote yours. Okay, fine, but what does that say about your relationship with your audience? Is that a healthy relationship? Is that a useful relationship? Is that treating your audience respectfully? I don't know, that's what it comes down to me. But I'm kind of odd, so there's that. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.